Welcome to Get Your Entrepreneurship Together, the show for business owners who want to make an impact, but need a little help cracking the entrepreneurial code of winning big. I'm your host, Brian Elam, and if this sounds like you and what you want in business, you're in the right place. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Today, we're going to talk about shutting down should and just starting. It's so easy when you're getting started in entrepreneurship to think, which is the right way? Where should I go? Which option is going to be the best for me and my business or for my customers? It's so easy to get stuck in that place. And I tell you, the strongest place to be as an entrepreneur is at the beginning. Because number one, your passion is high, your emotion is raw, your inspiration is flowing, and you're connected. You're connected and aligned with your purpose. I'll talk more about alignment in the next episode, but I want to get into this whole idea that there's the right way to do things. You see, it doesn't matter if you've never started a business or you're a vet. Procrastination is the thing that kills dreams. And man, do we have so many options when it comes to procrastination. You got TV, you got the phone, you got alcohol, you got food, sleep, chores. The list can go on. But I'm sure you've experienced some of these things, maybe even all of them, on your list of why this project hasn't gotten done, or why you haven't started that business yet. And still another thing that gets in our way is the whole topic of this conversation today. What if this way isn't right? Successful entrepreneurs, they make more mistakes than anything. But what really separates the successful entrepreneurs from the ones that don't make it is they come to a decision quickly. Have you ever been there? Watching TV or listening to an ad or something, and you say, hey, they stole my idea. Well, no, they didn't. You just didn't act on it. Deciding and taking action. Those are the things that moves the needle and gets you from on the couch to on the podcasts, on YouTube videos, and having a successful business. And taking action is much easier at the beginning. And if you want to be methodical, if you're that kind of person, what you can do is you can make a list. What changes do you need to make to yourself, to your environment? What resources do you need to buy or create in order to get this thing off the ground? What kind of infrastructure do you need? Do you need an office building? Need to update your office, update your computer? What kind of infrastructure are we talking about here? And then what kind of people do you need around you? These are all the things that are going to move the needle and move you forward. So put that list in order and go figure it out. Make a game out of it. Make it a game. What do you need to gather up? What do you need on this big scavenger hunt called business in order to really move and drive forward and level up? That's the thing. This whole business world, we take it way too seriously. I think we take life too seriously sometimes. Make a game out of it. Make it a game. Why not? Why not? We're only here for such a limited amount of time, and it goes by so fast. I mean, today is May 12th, and I literally just took down my Christmas tree, it seems like. It is crazy how fast time moves. So why not make a game out of it and enjoy your experience? Enjoy building this thing called a business. So put that list together, figure out what you need on it, what's the first thing, and go after it. So I'm here to tell you, the real self-doubt, where that really starts creeping in is around year 1 to 5. Because now you're in it. You're in it, and a whole universe that you did not know existed has been opened up to you. I'll give you an example, something that doesn't have anything to do with business, but yet opened my eyes to the fact that there is a universe around any subject. So around our place, it has now become my responsibility to cook Thanksgiving dinner every year, because I got a new pellet grill, which I dearly love, And so I decided to go down a YouTube rabbit hole one day looking at barbecuing. I mean, how complex can it be, right? You got the meat, you got the seasoning, you got the grill, you slap it on there for a certain amount of time at a certain temperature, and you're good to go. Now, if you are into barbecuing, you're probably clutching your chest right now going, how dare you? How could you say it's so simple? And believe me, now I know. There are people that will have debates about how to cut a certain piece of meat in order for it to cook better. Not which cut. No. How to cut a ribeye. How to cut a tomahawk steak in order for it to cook the best. And you can get into sauces and rubs, dry rubs. It's a rabbit hole. It is a world that I never knew had that kind of depth. It was crazy. Anyways, with the exposure that you now have in business at that 1 to 5 year mark, you are now aware of more of this vast universe of business that's out there, and specifically in the niche that you're occupying. You still can't see it all, but you can see more than you did before. What should you do when it comes to that next step of leveling up your business? Which way do you go? With that exposure of the 1 to 5 year mark, now comes viable options in order to move you forward. And because you now have the understanding that these options are viable, they do work, that breeds the real self-doubt. What should you do? Which is the best, safest, guaranteed, money back, cheapest, proven, trusted, 5-star reviewed option? My friend, I am here to tell you there is no such thing as a guarantee in business or in life. Things happen. People change. Companies shut down. Services go away. There is no such thing as a guarantee. Being in business and being alive is not safe. Safety is an illusion. It's a fallacy that the marketing people, they know, and you know this too, because you had to do some marketing to get your business going. People operate out of avoidance of fear and pain. That is most people's driver, and it's also the first thing that people go to when they think about what could happen. It's always easier, because our brains are hardwired this way, to go to the survival mechanism of the worst case scenario. So the marketers put all these buzzwords in place, like proven, it's cheapest, or money back, or it's guaranteed to work, or we have all these 5-star reviews. But guess what? Doesn't matter. That 5-star reviewed business could still have something catastrophic happen tomorrow, and all of a sudden, your service goes in the toilet because they are putting out fires and dealing with emergencies on their end, so your service goes to pot. So what does this mean? What does this mean when it comes to what should you do? What's the right option? What it means is you need to go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning when you can step into that energy of possibility of starting your new business. What is it that you felt? What is it that you wanted when you opened that door to that brand new business and you knew you were staring out into a universe of possibilities? You couldn't see all the options. Heck, you probably couldn't see an eighth of them that are out there. But you knew that they were out there. Those possibilities existed that would bring you to what you wanted out of this new adventure. Step into that energy and think, what do you need now? It's the same list as before. Is it people? Do you need more customers? Do you need a different type of customer? Do you need a business coach or a consultant to come in and help you out? People are going to be involved in this next level of your business, no matter what, because without people, there is no business, right? Or is it more is it a different infrastructure? Do you need to change offices? Do you need to expand? Do you need to downsize the office? What kind of resources do you need? Is it time to reinvent a process? Is it time to upgrade your manufacturing equipment? What kind of resources do you need? Go back to that list, step into that energy from the beginning, put that list in order, and go. Go. Run as fast as you can towards the solution that is top of the list and your A choice. A as in Apple, as in Apex, the top choice out of the options. Eyes open and run as fast as you can towards it. That is how you move forward and get things done and get to the next level of the game and business. But still that question wants to creep in, well, what if it's not the right choice? What if you move forward on this A option and it wasn't correct? Well, hey, now you know. Now you know, and you can pull the plug just as quickly and you can go to option B and do the same thing. As you weighed the options, option B was the next best choice. You jump on it, eyes open, and run as fast as you can. Get there and just go. It's all about the energy. Stepping into that energy of you at the beginning of your business journey, that inspiration, that love, that passion, and just making a decision and going. That's what makes the difference between a successful entrepreneur and the ones that just give it a try or never get started. I hope you found this podcast episode useful. I hope you found it inspirational. And if you do, share the show out with your friends, your fellow entrepreneurs, and don't be afraid to get out there and make your dreams happen. As you may know, I also have a series called the Be Successful series where I interview successful entrepreneurs, people that have made it over the 1 to 5 year hump and their business is their livelihood. So if you have a question on entrepreneurship that you want the answer to, reach out to me and let me know what it is, and I will ask these successful entrepreneurs that I interview, I will ask them your questions so you can tune in to these episodes and get the answers that you're seeking, not just from me, but from other experienced entrepreneurs. So if you have questions like that, you want answers, reach out to me, brian@wealthy.consulting. That is my email. It goes direct to me. And let me see those questions, and I will ask the successful entrepreneurs I interview on that show. Thank you so much for your time and attention. Go out there and make it a great day and get your entrepreneurship together. Peace.